This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Europe is now officially in a recession. Leaders from Italy, France, and Germany will join those from 17 other nations for the G20 summit in Washington this weekend. President Bush will host the meeting. Today, he said he's confident that the world can overcome the economic crisis by working together. But as NPR's Jeff Brady reports, not all member nations share the same goals.
Some European leaders, most notably Nicolas Sarkozy of France, have called for a new international regulator to prevent something like the current financial crisis from happening again. But among the U.S. and some emerging market countries, there's been almost no enthusiasm for that. As the summit approaches, France apparently has come to accept this. Here's French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner speaking at a think tank in Washington this week.
And I'm not expecting big recipes coming out from the G20 meeting on Saturday in Washington.
There may be another reason France was pushing for a big new regulatory body, and it has more to do with the political culture in that country, according to Barry Eichengreen. He's a political scientist and economist at the University of California at Berkeley.
Rhetoric about the weaknesses of cowboy capitalism in the United States resonates with a domestic audience in, to pick a country at random, France.
But now, as world leaders are gathering in the U.S. to talk with each other, Eichengreen says it makes more sense to sound conciliatory. The Washington Post reports today that leaders are considering a new oversight body that's not as robust as some would have liked, but would focus on coordinating regulations among countries. It also would monitor the largest financial institutions in the world and make sure they aren't taking risks that would put the entire system at jeopardy again. Barry Eichengreen has his own proposal along these lines. He suggests a World Trade Organization for finance.
We actually do this. Belong to an international organization that creates obligations for our policies in the case of trade. So I would submit, why not in the case of finance?
Such talk upsets traditional critics of the WTO, like labor unions and left-leaning advocacy groups. Conservative and business groups, on the other hand, are concerned a big new powerful regulator could stifle innovation and create unintended consequences. Whatever emerges, it'll probably take months to implement, and there are some who think that if very little comes out of the current summit, that's okay. Bob Lighton is an economist with the Brookings Institution. He thinks the U.S. shouldn't make any big commitments to the other countries. Lighton says the summit will give those other countries a chance to vent at the U.S. for being the source of the current crisis.
Yeah, I think we're just going to sit back and take it, and then make vague promises about how to cooperate with them in the future. I think that's the most we can expect out of this.
That doesn't mean the U.S. is going to do nothing. Lighton says it'll make big changes in the regulation of its own financial markets in coming months.
Well, I think the most likely way this will play out is that we will get our own house in order and adopt a whole bunch of new rules, and then the rest of the world will probably copy them or tweak them somewhat.
Already this morning, the President's Working Group on Financial Markets has announced steps to monitor complex financial instruments like credit default swaps. They've been blamed for playing a large role in the credit crisis that brought down Lehman Brothers and pushed other big institutions to the brink of bankruptcy. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Washington.